What forges commitment? In America's Navy, you'll think about quitting. From the drills, the aches, the cold. But shipmates face every challenge as one. Every push to the edge. Every call to defend. Because out here, we're part of something bigger. A force that never quits. The sea forges commitment in every sailor. America's Navy, forged by the sea. Discover commitment at Navy.com.
Time to take this submarine back up.
But it's tax season up there, Captain.
You know, all that stressing over taxes isn't necessary with Tax Act.
How did you get...
April here. To remind you that with Tax Act, you're guaranteed your maximum refund while filing for less.
Beats being submerged for another month. Hey, Captain?
To your stations. We're headed home.
Guess I should probably close that window I opened.
What?
Kidding.
Tax Act.
Switch to Tax Act today and start for free.
See TaxAct.com for details.
Hi, you're listening to Survival Talk Radio with me, your host, Dan Shrigley. Come and learn survival.
Proficient Protection Agency is based out of Alameda, California. If you have security service needs, Proficient Protection Agency can provide armed and unarmed security services. They service Northern California Bay Area, and you can find them at www.ppasecurity.com.
Are you a fan of survival? Do you like all things survival? Full spectrum survival, urban survival, wilderness survival, how to escape and evade, lost or stranded, doomsday prepper, all things survival, you can find on www.danielshrigley.com. Come visit my official survival website at www.danielshrigley.com and learn how to sustain, survive, and escape and achieve rescue or self-rescue. If you want to advertise your company on Survival Talk Radio, just send me an email to daniel@danielshrigley.com and we can make arrangements to advertise you or your business on Survival Talk Radio.
So on a serious note, VA home loans. Are you a veteran? Are you an active duty service member? Are you serving in the Army Reserves or the National Guard? Have you used your VA home loan benefit? Are you paying rent? Come on, people. Come on. All right. So I'm guilty. I was doing all the bad things, all the wrong things. But then one day I woke up. I was like, I'm not going to pay rent. I live in California. A two-bedroom apartment where I live, and it's not even a nice one. It's $2,600 a month. For a nice one that's got all the luxuries and modern amenities and all that stuff, it's in a nice neighborhood. That's at least $3,400 a month. So I decided, you know what? I'm not paying rent. Why would I pay rent? I'm a veteran. I served in the Army for almost 2 decades. Wow. I went to Iraq not one time. I didn't even risk my life just once. But I deployed not just 2 times, not just 3 times, but I got on that bird 4 times. Actually, more than that, because you gotta forget. You know, don't forget, I took mentor leave when I was in Iraq a couple of my times. And I would come get back on the bird. So you gotta figure, at least I got on that bird 8 times or more. Just flying there and back, there and back, there and back. Risking my life. I know, I'm being funny a little bit, but. But so, regardless, you know, we're veterans. We serve our country, and we have some, you know, benefits that we've earned that guarantee us certain things. And one of them is buying a home, zero down, no mortgage insurance. And, you know, it guarantees your loan, the VA. Now, there's some criteria you're going to have to meet. One, you're going to have to find a home. It's got to be move-in ready. It's got to pass pest inspections and stuff like that. But, and you got to pick a market where, you know, it's got some inventory. Now, where I live, it's hard. I have to go way outside my market to find something worthwhile. Because the houses in California are incredibly expensive. Like, the size of a house in Texas that you can get for $500,000, you try to buy that same house in Pleasanton or Livermore, you're going to spend $2.5 million on it. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so can you imagine if you get approved for a loan for like $300,000, $400,000, what you're going to be able to buy in the immediate the immediate Bay Area? You got to go outside the Bay Area, away from San Francisco, away from Oakland, away from Hayward, away from San Jose. You're really going to have to go outside into like Stockton, San Joaquin County and stuff like that to buy a house that's worthwhile. Lodi, Manteca, Mountain Home, Ripon, Newman. So, you know, you're going to have to go maybe out to Merced. You know, so, but yeah, you don't want to just buy a house any old place. You want to make sure you're not buying a house in, you know, a high crime ridden area too. So, you know, it's definitely something that you want to think about, and plan a little bit, but it's so much better to buy and have an investment than it is to throw away your money on rent. If you're in the Army and you're married and you live in on-base housing, man, you're just wasting your money. Because you could be putting that BAH towards your mortgage and buying a house because you want to invest. Go to your commander and say, hey, sir, I'm married. I got a kid or whatever. And I'm living on on-base housing, but me and my wife want to buy a house because while I'm serving, I want to use my BAH benefit to work towards buying a home for an investment, you know, because living in base housing is not helping me much, you know, it's not helping me pave the way for a future, you know, and your commander should be able to help you with that, especially if you got a viable reason. You know, if you're living off post and you're paying rent, you're just making a mistake that I made. And I made that mistake, and I'm regretting it now. I could be halfway done paying off a house by now. You know what I mean? Maybe fully paid off. I'd almost paid off by now. Almost, maybe have like 5 years left. You know what I mean? So, or I'd be living in a nicer house, having sold that one off, but. Paying rent to somebody, you're just helping their future. You're not helping your future. You know, so get in touch with a real estate agent in your area. Get on to Zillow or Realtor.com and let them know you're a veteran, that you're interested in buying a house. And they'll hook you up with a loan officer. They'll run your credit, check your pay stubs. All you have to do is let them run your credit. If you're married, let them run your wife's credit. Now, you're going to have to live, you know, you're going to have to realize that you have to live within your debt-to-income ratio. So if you're the only one working and you're only making 40 grand a year, you know, you're going to have to, you know, live within those means. So, but if you're both working and you're making 60 to 80 to 100 or more thousand a year, that's going to look better. And then all you're going to have to do is give them 90 days of pay stubs for each of you. And then you should be able to get your loan amount. Okay? And then you can start shopping for a home. Remember, if you have the GI Bill, you don't need mortgage insurance. All right? And you don't need a down payment. But you will need your closing costs. So you're going to need a few thousand bucks set aside. But you can save that up real easily. You know, a good time to start is around tax return, when your tax return's coming back in. If you haven't spent all your tax returns, stop and think, maybe I should use this tax return to get a house. I'll tell you what, paying a mortgage nowadays is even cheaper than paying rent. Because when you're paying rent, not only are you paying that guy's mortgage or that girl's mortgage or that person's mortgage or that mortgage company's whatever, but you're also probably paying more because of fair market value. You know what I mean? People want to make the most money they can. Now, when you buy a house through the VA, it must be your primary residence, and you must live in it for a period of a year. But after that, you can go ahead and make it a rental, or maybe you can Airbnb it. You can make some money. Maybe you can Airbnb out a room, section it off, have its own personal entrance, and then you just live in the rest of the home. Whatever. You know, it's whatever you want to do. Buy a duplex if you want to do that. But it's a lot smarter to invest your money. Because, you know, I look at it like this. I turned 50 in December. And if I get a home loan now, it's going to be a 30-year fixed rate. And that means I'll be like 70 before it's paid off. So am I buying this home for me or am I buying it for my kid? I'm buying it for my kid. So that way when I'm old, this kid will have something. So he doesn't have to suffer so much, you know what I mean? By the time I'm in my 70s, he'll be about 38 years old. He might have his own home by then, you know? But if he doesn't, at least he knows his mom and I are gonna hand him over a home, you know? And at least he'll have a place and he can sell it and use the money to get into a nicer home with his family. Or he might, you know, decide that he wants to live in it because it's the home he was raised in, you know? And he'll have fond memories of that home in that neighborhood, hopefully. Or maybe we'll just get the home, pay into it, build up our equity, and we'll move into a bigger home. But at least we have those options, right? You know why we'll have those options? Because we realize it's a mistake to rent. And it's always better to buy. And it's better to own. So you never know. But if you just keep renting, you just keep wasting your money. And that's the whole premise of this show today. All right. So some of my experiences so far is we are in the process. We are officially today putting in another offer on a home. And I love the inside of the home. It's a little bit further out of the Bay Area that I wanted. It's about... That's about 2 hours and 45 minutes, almost 3 hours out. But I think I was looking at the map, and I can cut some of that time off by rerouting. a little bit. But that's okay. I don't mind. I really don't mind. You know, I was telling Monica that we could always move our physical job locations to something a little closer, because the industry that we are in, we're high end on the industry, but our industry is always in demand. So for me, I would just go build a security company back in the Central Valley, back in San Joaquin County or Merced County, you know, and then we'll be all right. And we'll just be self-employed. And then if I start building up my accounts, which I plan to, I could be making anywhere between $20,000 to $80,000 a month. And then I'll just pay off the house and go get me a nice house. Might even get me a house in Lake Tahoe. So, you know, you gotta look at your options, people. You served our country, or you are currently serving our country. You deserve to use your benefits. You know, and in the Army, they didn't sit down and give classes on how to use benefits. You kind of got to figure this one out on your own a little bit. So get you a real estate agent that really knows, it's rehearsed with using the VA benefits for their clients. And you can watch a lot of videos on YouTube about using the benefits and what's all involved with it. You'll be motivated to use those benefits. And I encourage you to. You'll thank me if you listen to me. You'll be like, "Hey, Daniel, thank you." And I'll be getting that email from you at daniel@danielshrigley.com. Daniel@danielshrigley.com. That's my email address. So if you want to advertise on the radio show, that's what you use. Speaking of which, I'll take a quick break.
If you want to advertise your company on Survival Talk Radio, just send me an email to daniel@danielshrigley.com, and we can make arrangements to advertise you or your business on Survival Talk Radio. Are you a fan of survival? Do you like all things survival? Full spectrum survival, urban survival, wilderness survival, how to escape and evade, lost or stranded, doomsday prepper, all things survival you can find on www.danielshrigley.com. Come visit my official survival website at www.danielshrigley.com and learn how to sustain, survive, and escape and achieve rescue or self-rescue. Hi, you're listening to Survival Talk Radio with me, your host, Dan Shrigley. Come and learn survival.
Proficient Protection Agency is based out of Alameda, California. If you have security service needs, Proficient Protection Agency can provide armed and unarmed security services. They service Northern California Bay Area, and you can find them at www.ppasecurity.com.
A short commercial break. Hey, it's really cool to do commercial breaks. I actually like doing them. There's a little bit of creativity going on with those. So, your VA home loan. If you have any questions and you want to ask me my experience of using them, I'm still not through the entire process yet, but I've gained a lot of experience and knowledge thus far as to, you know, where we're at now. But it's a very simplistic thing. It happened so quick. So let me tell you, you do need to have the minimum 620 credit score. So if you're married, both of you are going to have the minimum credit score of a 620. It's obviously better for you to have a higher credit score. But if you have a 620, you can go buy a house with a VA home loan, okay? With no down payment, okay? No deposit, just your closing costs, you know, and the things that you're going to need for that, right? For the VA home loan, there is no mortgage insurance. Look into it, watch some videos on it. There's no mortgage insurance. There's nothing like that. The other thing is, let's just make sure we're not missing anything. Zero down payment, easy to qualify, competitive interest rates, and backed by the U.S. government, and no mortgage insurance. All right, so that's the benefits of the VA loan, okay? So now that you know that, you should go use it, all right? And I'll be more than happy to help anybody that wants to do that. I'll mentor you. And, as I'm doing this radio show, my real estate agent just messaged me back saying that the listing agent said seller will respond with two offers on Friday. So we have to wait till Friday and we'll see what happens. Okay. So I'm just responding back. So as I'm recording this for you, my real estate agent is interacting with me about it, because we put an offer on a house today that I liked. I loved the inside of the house. It was gorgeous. I could see raising my kids in that house, or my kid. Maybe Monica and I will have a kid together, another one. And we'll have kids, because I know Constantine's like, I want a brother or a sister. So, but either way, I'm excited about it, and you'll feel excited too. And man, you'll feel truly rewarded for your service to our country, because you earned this. So it's a benefit to you, just like your GI Bill. It's a benefit to you. Use it. Don't let it go to waste. Use it, people. All right. My name is Dan Shrigley, and I'm a survival expert. I starred on Discovery Channel on a TV series called Ultimate Ninja Channel. If you go check on IMDb, I was top cast for this series. But I wasn't the best cast member, because I think we all were great at what we did. We were all individually unique, and some people will prefer one over the other, personal preference. But as far as being the build cast, I guess I was the top cast, probably the most notoriable cast. But I don't know. It's some weird stuff. I don't like it when I'm being stood out like that. You know what I mean? Being top cast or whatever, listed like that. You know, when I was on the top tens, there was a website called the top tens in the world, and it could be the top 10 worst or the top 10s best. So I was on the list for the top 10 best survival experts in the world. And I ranked at number 2 for over a year and a half. And I just didn't like it. I really didn't. it just wasn't for me. I didn't like to stand out like that. Because I wasn't ever trying to be the best in the world. There's always going to be someone better than you. Just be the best that you can be, and hopefully people will appreciate what you do, you know. But when you get into that competition stuff, man, it makes you do ugly stuff. It makes you fight with people. It makes you jealousies, and It's just ugly. And I was at the blunt of some of that by other people. Like the unprofessional Michael Hawk. That guy is a clown. You know, he was supposed to be a captain in the Army, special forces for the National Guard. You know, whatever. The guy was a punk. He's a punk. He's a jerk. Started harassing me over some weird allegation that someone told him that he never vetted out. And when I heard about it, it wasn't even true. He's supposed to be a commission, was a commissioned officer, a star of Man, Woman, Wild, you know. And then he started this big old war with Joseph Tedi. Calling people fake all the time. And I don't know if who's fake out there, like who's a fake Stolen Valor or not. I just know I'm not. You know, I have a DD-214, and I've shared it publicly. I even gave a copy of my DD-214 to the producers of my TV series so they could, if anybody ever tried to come out and say I was Stolen Valor, they'd be like, no, he wasn't. Yeah, we have his DD-214. So, you know, but, plus I have, you know, all my commanders and all my senior leadership all follow me on all my social media, so... You know, they know I'm not fake, and they'll step up to the plate if they have to, you know. But I'm not even worried about it. I hope some fool does try to call me Stolen Valor, because I'll just have fun with it. Okay, you know, because I know I'm not. You know, my whole family knows I served in the Army. All my friends know that I served in the Army, you know. I have countless photos of me serving in the Army in Iraq, you know. So, you know, I must be really good at faking it. So... Yeah, it's whatever, you know. Just don't claim to be something you're not. Like, if you weren't a Navy SEAL, don't claim to be a Navy SEAL. If you were not a U.S. Army Ranger, then, and you were just a cavalry scout or an infantry guy, then don't lie, you know, because then you deserve to be called out, you know. You know, me, 18 years, I was a cavalry scout. The only time I wasn't a cavalry scout was when I was in the Army Reserves, and I held the MPI, Military Police Investigator, slot. At the 341st MP Company when they were at 155 West Heading in San Jose. But they're not there now. I don't even know where they went. But I've been out of the reserves since, 2003? Then I went active duty. And then we went to Iraq. All because George W. Bush lied about weapons of mass destruction and chemical weapons and WMDs. It was a big lie. All they wanted to do was control the oil. It was a big lie. And they toppled Saddam Hussein's regime over it. Over money. So, anyway. I think we had every right to go to Afghanistan, though, because that's where the Taliban was at. But apparently after, you know, 20 plus years, you know, I guess America's friends with the Taliban now, because it seems our current president gave them a lot of armament, a lot of ammunition, a lot of small arms, and handed them a country, you know, and just gave it to them. Let them have it, you know. So, I didn't even know we were friends with the Taliban. I have no love or like for them myself, and I never will. It's like being friends with ISIS. It's almost like they were friends with ISIS. Like, it's like, what is Joe Biden doing? I don't want to get that guy at all. That guy, man. You know, even when he's speaking, his gaffes practically start a World War III. Or could. The guy just needs to shut up. So anyway... That's it, people. Use your VA home loan. You're a veteran or you're a service member. If you're living in the B's and you're single, you might have a tough time getting out of the barracks. And depending on where you live, you may have a tough time buying a house with just one income. But if you're married and you're both working or you have a girlfriend, oh, God, I'm glad I thought of that. If you have a wife or a girlfriend or a significant other or a domesticated partner, you can buy a house together. Okay? It doesn't have to just be you're married. All right? You can buy, you and your girlfriend can go buy a house together. But the house note's going to be 50-50. You're going to share that, okay? So she is just as much an owner as you are. All right? You are just as much an owner as she is. And if you're a man and man couple, you're just as much an owner as he is, and he's just as much an owner as you. If you're a lesbian couple, then she is just as much an owner as you, and you are as much as her. Okay? It's just how it is, right? So make sure if you're going to get into a big commitment like that, that you like being around that person, especially if you're not married, you know, that you understand that that person is going to be in your life legally for a while. Okay? So don't take it lighthearted. Don't be just running off and go buy a house with your buddy. You might be buddies today. 15 years later, you might not like each other whatsoever. So make sure you really think about who you're going to do that with. Okay? I would definitely think that I should wait to do something like that if I were you, with someone that you can see you spending the rest of your life with. So, you know, I obviously have that, you know, with Monica, and, you know, plus we have a kid, Constantine. So, you know, and obviously I'll have an extra bedroom in case my son Jacob or my daughter Melanie or Mariah want to come stay with me, you know, or just visit. They have a room to stay in. It'd be like a guest room or something. But right now it's just Constantine and Monica and myself. And we're excited. And like I said, you'll be excited too. All right? Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your money. Get ahead of this, okay? And live within your means. You know they're not going to let you have a VA home loan that takes you outside of your means. You know, they're going to limit to about 40 to 45% of your monthly income. So you're going to have to stay within your debt to income ratio irregardless. So it's not like they're going to let you go get in mass amounts of debt. You know, I would highly recommend, paying off your car and stuff like that, before incurring a mortgage. At least get one of those major payments underneath your belt. But like, I know we have a car payment, and I think we're getting close to being done with it. It's a couple months away, so which is nice, you know. And we'll gain that money back each month. So that's a good thing. That's about it, people. I really am happy that you tune in. I do appreciate all of you. Thank you for the messages and the emails that I've been getting in support. It's been great. I really do. I like getting the messages and emails when you're listening to the survival content, that you're learning stuff from me about it. I really like that. It means that I'm doing a good job and makes me want to keep doing a good job and do a better job, you know, and try to get creative out there. So do you want a special topic of discussion? Send me an email to daniel@danieltrigley.com and put in the subject line radio show topic, and then in the body of the email, talk to me about what you're talking about, like what you would like me to share or explain or something. And if you're lucky and I pick yours, you'll get a shout out on the show. And if you provide an email address, or not email, but if you provide a web address, I'll even mention you or your business or your service that you provide for free when I give you your shout out. Okay? So daniel@danielstrigley.com, and you get a shout out. Ask your question. All right? I did start a new account called Wisdom. So download the Wisdom app, look for Survival Talk Radio on Wisdom, and then come join the discussion. And sometimes I let the people that are listening to the discussion join in and ask questions. And sometimes I'll have a guest come on through that application, and we just have a discussion. The whole world listens in. It's pretty neat. All right. So until next time, I'm Dan Shrigley.
Happiest spring starts with Lowe's, and it all starts with getting outside with lots of friends and family. Get those spring gatherings going with our five-piece dining sets at our everyday low price starting at $6.28. Then cook up an endless amount of possibilities with our Blackstone griddle starting at $2.99. Create a season full of togetherness and make spring sizzle at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, about 3/31 to 4/6, U.S. only.
Ah, another beautiful morning in Commuterville. You, alone in your car, crawling down the interstate. Stuck behind the SUV from Maryland, but firmly in front of the sedan from D.C. There is a better way. Vanpooling. Save on fuel. Get to work in a better mood. And help get cars off the road for the planet's sake. Learn more at vanpoolalliance.org. Ride on.